You're listening to SBS News.
Pharmacist major Billy Yates was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2019.
Devastating, I think. As with most things, you have an idea of where your future is going to take you, and to have that completely just come taken away from you.
The 63-year-old has welcomed news of a promising new treatment for the most common form of dementia. New trial data from the drug donanemab has shown it to slow the progression of memory and thinking problems by about a third. But that rate doubles to 60% if the drug is started when patients are only mildly impaired. The antibody therapy works by removing deposits or plaques of a protein called beta-amyloid from the brain. Study leader and neuroradiologist Emma McSweeney says the drug, developed by pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly, represents an unprecedented discovery.
The treatments on the market for Alzheimer's disease are what we call symptomatic treatments, in so much as that they do not change the underlying course of the disease. They just help the dying brain cells in Alzheimer's disease to function a little bit more efficiently for a limited period of time, whereas donanemab is in this new class of medications, which is designed to actually keep those brain cells alive in the first place. So it's disease modifying in that it changes the course of the disease. And as we've seen from the results today, is effectively slowing that progression of disease by removing the amyloid protein.
The international study assessed the efficacy and safety of the medicine on the brain and physical functioning of almost 1,700 people living with Alzheimer's, including 16 Australians. The drug is not yet approved in Australia. The general manager at Eli Lilly Australia and New Zealand, Tori Brown, says work is underway to make the medicine accessible.
We're working hard to submit to the TGA imminently, and of course, want to work very closely with the government, not only on the approval, but also on the PBS listing as possible. So we need to understand how we can better facilitate referrals between GPs and specialists. We need to understand how we can ensure that accurate diagnosis is available for patients. And we need to understand how we can make sure that the patients could get the medicine.
If approved, donanemab would be the third Alzheimer's drug to enter the market in recent months. Mr. Yates believes the drug could give people more time to live independently.
I'm just amazed, and I'm actually at a medical appointment now. I know that when I get home, I'm going to go back and sort of read everything about this, because this is something it's like a ray of hope.
The drug is not a cure, and patients need to be monitored for potential side effects, such as brain swelling and bleeding. Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, contributing to approximately two-thirds of cases in Australia. More than 400,000 Australians are currently living with dementia, which is the second leading cause of death in Australia and the leading cause of death among women. Adriana Weinstock, SBS News.